Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today we're going to be talking about medicine for the first half hour, and the remaining portion of the two-hour broadcast classroom will be 5-Minute University. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorens with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Hey, how are you, sir? Great to be here.
I'm doing really well. You know, I got a chance to drive your car yesterday. It was in the shop, and I drove it out of the shop. I got to tell you, that thing is really, really impressive. It's a nice,
smooth, powerful, good. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, great. It's almost an antique. In two years, it'll be an antique. And the class, what we're talking about is a 2000 4MATIC Mercedes E430. So it's a V8, and it's nicely appointed. It's just beautiful. Just rides so beautifully. It's ready for pickup whenever you'd like, Dr. Sergey.
Oh, dementia. My God, I would be honored. Thank you. Yeah.
Dementia. It's popping up more all over the globe. Are you seeing evidence of this in your practice in the ER emergency room, as well as in just daily walks of life? I know you go to seminars, you know, that are require going to different locations throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing it everywhere? Dementia.
It is completely on the rise, 100%. And there's various phases. There is Alzheimer's dementia, there's vascular dementia, there's lots of different things. There's also esoteric forms of dementia, including exposure to some food supply at some point with the mad cow disease and the likes. So, affecting the brains. But more so that I'm seeing lately is a lot of people whose brains are not functioning well. A lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, brain fog. And a lot of that is connected to, health, foundation, lifestyle, nutrition, activity, stress levels, sleep, but you know, how much we weigh, body mass index, and of course I mentioned stress, but I'll say it twice because that's the number one killer of the brain, and this is where Dr. Shealy's training programs, autogenic training, biogenics, PEMF device, basic supplements come in, the foundations. In addition to foundations. But there's also a lot of poisons and toxins out there. And I'm also seeing a lot of hormonal abnormalities as well. Hormones, gut. Our foundation here is functional, holistic, regenerative approach, which means we work and focus on hormones, thyroid, gut, immune system, hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal, or another stress cascade, system, and there's others, of course. And, Vincent, a lot of the folks are having issues in all of these. It's literally just a deterioration of a human condition on a large scale. You're right.
Well, when I was growing up, I heard the term hardening of the arteries. And I think that meant, and I'm talking about the 1950s, so I was pretty young at the time, but I have a feeling that meant forgetfulness. Just the brain isn't quite working right, so that person is a senior, elderly, hardening of the arteries. But not everybody had it. And now what I'm seeing appears to be younger people. I'm talking about people in their 40s who are forgetful. You know, I can't remember.
I'm not even talking about 40s. Now I'm talking about 20s.
So is hardening of the arteries, is that what you're referring to as the vascular dementia?
Oh, God, it's much more complex than that, Vincent. Much more. But, yeah, you could say that. That's part of it. If you look at the root cause of the whole situation, it has to do with a basic underlying, system dysregulation. As I mentioned, underlying thyroid hormone, gut, stress cascade, or autonomic nervous system. In other words, and then immunity. But also that affects musculoskeletal, that affects the brain, that affects heart. You know, we have to remember the brain and the heart and the kidney and the joints and the muscles, those are the end result of a long-standing or a process, I should say, that is conducive to injury and disease and deterioration, especially brain. And when the brain goes, which is the control center, that's generally game over.
So what do you, if you were to put your finger on the main culprit of all of this?
Inflammation.
Is there inflammation?
Inflammation. Mm-hmm. That's pro-inflammatory lifestyle. And that literally goes back to everything. The best way to control inflammation is with a root cause approach. Now, some people eventually get to the place that they need steroids and drugs and prescription things. At that point, we're not talking primary prevention. At that point, we're talking illness. We're talking basically taking a hard look at what's happening in life and asking some really hard questions. Including what are we willing to do on a personal, individual level to change that?
So,
go ahead, please, yeah.
Currently, Canada is on fire. Mm. There are at least 281 fires that are out of control, burning.
Wow.
And they're covering New York and Detroit and the Northeast with haze and smog and smoke. Now, are those kinds of particles in the air, are they causing inflammation?
100,000%. And we had a program that we talked about. There was a train derailment just a while ago with, I think, was it chlorine dioxide that we talked about? But there's other poisons. Poisons come in so many forms and shapes. There's organophosphate poisoning, in other words, things like, other than metals, and then there's heavy metals, including, most people are familiar with lead, but there's mercury, arsenic, thallium. There's just toxicity all over the place. And, of course, on the non-metal toxicity level, of course, the top of the things that take priority to look into is plastics, but also organophosphates, including, but not limited to, of course, Roundup and glyphosate. But there's so much more. There's aluminum in the air. There's it's an interesting place. Plus, you have to consider the electromagnetic noise and poison, the 5G, all of the cell phones, the technology, the matrix, or the grid that we're living in. What is a brain but an electromagnetic instrument? There's going to be in the interference. So it's a combination of all of the above. And the answer is real simple. It's hard to avoid the damage, but the best thing is to go back to the basics. And of course, if a person needs drugs or memory pills, but at that point, it's a little, the game is over. It's just a question of preserving as much as you can for as long as you can, buying time. But that's not the quality of time that most people would like.
The current administration is admitting to manipulating the climate, referred to as geoengineering. And it's been going on for years, decades, but it's increasing and increasing. And all we have to do is look up and we can see it. So, class, if you look at the chemtrails in the sky, as you see them, 2 or 3 days later, the weather will change. It will change. And the chemicals that are in the sky are now being admitted as barium, aluminum, strontium. And I've been saying for years, I don't know what it is. When it rains, the first rain after, let's say, a couple weeks of no rain, we have foam coming out of our creek and or creeks. Foam. It's like a too much detergent was put in the washing machine, and it literally foams up, and it's this sticky foam. And I tried to find it, and I can't find it. Then recently, just a few weeks ago, we had no rain and then a torrential rain. And what we had in our gutters on our farmhouse, which has no trees that put leaves in our gutters, there's no leaf, there are no leaves in our gutters because there's no trees against the house. Well, foam was coming out of our gutters. So that tells me with absolute certainty that substances are falling from the sky, landing on our roof, collecting there. We have a composition roof, a shingle roof. So it sticks on the roof, and then when it rains, it washes down into the gutter where the turbulence causes the foam to appear. It's in the water. It's in the water because it's coming from the sky. And it's not natural. It's man-made. So I took pictures of it. Literally, our gutters were foaming. And it wasn't like ocean foam where the turbulence of the water creates a foam and it dissipates immediately. No, this stuff sticks around for a long time, like minutes. So it appears to me that we can't get away from it because we all have to breathe. And we're doing this to ourselves. So then the next question is, do you think it is wise to live in a city of any kind in the United States?
Not anymore. Absolutely not, for health-wise.
People who live in the city don't look up, do they? They look forward. Left, right, forward, sometimes they look behind them. But they don't look up, do they? Because there's nothing to look up to. Because there are tall buildings obscuring the sky, right? I'm talking about New York City.
And you said, how often do you see a clear, beautiful sky and the stars and all the stuff? I mean, that's another indication.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know how to stop breathing and still stay alive. I don't think it's possible.
No, part of human condition.
So,
yeah.
So, is the only answer to move into the country what you have done with your family and we've done with our family? I believe that's the only answer. Is there another one?
Oh, God. Let's think about it for the next segment. Good question. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Class, is there any other solution other than moving to the countryside?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Sergey Shuli-Soren is with us. Dr. Norm Shuli-Soren. And he's an emergency room doctor. And if you want to go to the website, you can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Or you can type in realholisticdoc.com, realholisticdoc.com. And if you decide to buy the same vitamins and minerals and supplements that I buy, you can type in this discount code. It's for our class. And anyone else who knows about it, USA Prepares 15, USA PREPARES 15, the number 15. And that will get you 15% off your purchase, you know, the items that you put in your shopping cart, the same ones that I buy. Dr. Sergey moved to the countryside. Is there another alternative? I cannot think of one.
You know, you just have to realize when you're in a war zone, and I hate to say that, but we are in a health war zone. We have been for a long time, but now it's the battles have become, well, what's the right word for this? Monumental, next level. So the offending or the enemy forces are at their all-time high. So this is when I'm going to say that this is when it becomes essential for each and every person, each and every human, because this is what we have to do for ourselves to make a decision. Do we want to move from a city to a countryside? Can we do that? If we can afford to, if we're able to, please do. A farm, nature, grow your own stuff. Vincent, I mean, we're all about that, you know, being independent of the grid and whatever is, you know, in case things go down so that you can stay healthy and stay alive. If something happens, shortages or otherwise, and again, I'm not saying that it will, but if it does, are you prepared? USA prepares. That's the program we're on, right? But irresponsibility. And just literally take a look at everything you do, from your lifestyles and from what we eat, from the choices we make. And of course, there's going to be some difficulties financially, logistically. So it's just a question of optimizing. And if there's ever a question, we're happy to consult, but common sense here is the key. That's the answer. It's not a good answer, but it's an answer.
Yeah. You know, As I think about what we've done to ourselves, we just hop on airplanes like, well, you know, let's just go there, get a ticket and hop on an airplane. You know, right now there are thousands and thousands and thousands of flights that have been canceled. Even more have been delayed. People have been stranded in airports for as much as 5 days. They felt they had to go somewhere for a specific day called July 4th, really Independence Day. That's what the day, the holiday is all about.
Amen.
But it's now referred to as the 4th of July. But for some reason, I don't believe that everyone that's hopping on an airplane has to do that. But they're doing it to themselves. They're putting themselves at risk, as I see it. They're being captives in an aluminum tube with wings on it. And they're willing to do that for I don't know what reason. It makes no sense to me. And if a family member were dying and, these are the last days and we're out of state, I can understand that. But just to go to Disney or some other location for a vacation makes absolutely no sense to me. Do you think people are putting themselves at risk flying in an airplane today? I'm not just talking about having the plane fall out of the sky. I'm just talking about rubbing elbows with the guy or gal next to you, in front of you, behind you, just being captive, breathing that recirculated air, waiting at the airport, waiting to depart. All those things. Is it risky?
Yeah. It's from an emergency room perspective, as well as just general common sense, everything is a risk-benefit. Everything, truly. So if you do something, okay. If you don't do something, okay. There's a consequence. And so this is what we're talking about, folks, I believe. We're talking about what are the actions that we choose and what are the consequences that we get. It's a very simple game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minimax Regret class. We've talked that here. You probably should think about minimizing your maximum regret. What would you regret the most? And how can you minimize that? Dr. Sergey, thank you so much. We'll see you next week, same time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Police in two states are investigating weekend mass shootings. In Maryland, two people were killed and 28 others wounded when multiple suspected gunmen opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore. Meanwhile, a shooting at a Wichita, Kansas nightclub left several people injured early Sunday morning, and one suspect is in custody. Authorities in Baltimore are asking for the help of the public for finding whoever is responsible for the deadly shooting in Charm City. Parts of the United States are at risk for more severe weather today. The National Weather Service issued hazardous weather alerts for more than 100 million Americans during the extended holiday weekend. Heavy rain flooded the streets in Chicago and areas in Kentucky yesterday. Thunderstorms may develop across the Mid-Atlantic region and portions of the northern Great Plains today. Also, excessive heat warnings are in effect across the South, where temperatures could approach 110 degrees in some places. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, just me for the remaining hour and a half of class today. I've gotten some emails, and I wanted to read some of them to you. Very interesting. And these are from students. And these are students who, if they wanted to be, could join the faculty and teach. It's up to them. And just let me know if if you're a student and you'd like to join us and behind the microphone. So here's an email, and I'm just going to read it verbatim. Hello, Vince. Please know that you're making a difference and have made a difference with me. I understand you're questioning whether you're wasting your time continuing to broadcast. I, for one, would be an extreme loss if you decided to stop broadcasting USA Prepares. USA Prepares is the highlight of my morning as I listen while tending to chickens and rabbits. All the instructors are near and dear to me, as are you, and like yourself, though I've never met any of you all, but consider you all friends, instructors, and colleagues. As you know, we're heading to even more uncertain times than we have, in front of us at this point in time, and I truly believe that my survival has increased having implemented many of the instructor's teachings, such as, but not limited to, canning, storing fuels, maintenance of equipment, buying well-built items, buying items used, better quality, as opposed to new, land selection, farming, growing, ideas, and just general planning ahead. You've taught Chinese checker players, students, to play chess. I often think WWVD, and I believe that means what would Vinny do? I'm currently scouring Facebook hours each day for a Ford Dually crew cab pickup truck, 2005 to 2007, F-350, 6.0 diesel, that has been studied and deleted, hopefully bulletproofed as well. Additionally, if that list wasn't enough, I don't want to buy a rusted out vehicle. Once I set up a fifth wheel, I'll be able to pull a toy haul trailer to be purchased, and that will be my new home for an unknown period of time. The camper will be equipped with an Onan generator that I plan on fueling with Brown's gas, and solar panels with battery backup. I've also been selling on Facebook, and that's been disheartening as well. I'm certain that this is not the only email you will receive. Please keep up the good work and share this email as you see fit. Truly yours, respectfully submitted, your student, Brett, also known as Mr. Long Time Listener. That's very kind of Brett to send that. I think that was very, very nice. I've received some other emails. Here's one that says, listening to your show on BitChute because still have a full-time job in the appliance heating and cooling business. Totally enjoy your show and your guests. I'm always amazed at how much you and your guests know. I use Facebook Market quite often, so quite curious to what is your secret. I'm sure that more people are getting more from your show than you think. Myself, and you would not know, is that I bought a bread machine on Facebook Market, and I do my own bread. Because of you, I'm paying much more attention to my truck because of you. I can go on and on, so keep up the good work. Frank. So that's another email, and later on I'll probably read another one. So making bread makes a lot of sense to me. A bread machine you can probably get for $15 now on Facebook Marketplace, and you can put the ingredients in it, and you know what they are. If you buy bread, you don't know what the ingredients are. And I was talking to a gal who makes bread. She makes bread for a living. That's what she does. And she gets up early in the morning. And she uses warm water. Now, to make the yeast rise. So the question I have for you is, if you were making bread and you used warm water, where would you get the warm water from? Would you take cold water from the tap and then put it in a pan and heat it to so it's just warm enough to make the yeast rise, you know, maybe 100 degrees? 100. Not 120, just 100. Or maybe 90 degrees? Too hot kills the yeast. So, or would you just turn on the tap and wait till hot water comes out, you know, from the hot water heater? Or would you put it in a cup and put it in the microwave oven and heat it to, let's say, 90 to 100 degrees? Well, if you go the quick and easy way, which probably most of us would do, I shouldn't say it that way, most people would do, turn on the tap, right? The problem with that is there is inside the hot water heater, and unless you've opened one up, you wouldn't know. Or unless you read about them, you wouldn't know. But there's an anode. And this is a self-sacrificing piece of metal. And the idea is that the chlorine in the water and the acidity of the water will dissolve the anode, which is designed to be dissolved rather than have the corrosiveness, the harshness of the water that goes into the tank to be heated. Either that water is going to either eat the tank or something else. So to slow down eating of the steel tank with a porcelain coating, an anode is inserted. And the anode is almost the full height of the traditional hot water heater. And most of the time, they're made out of aluminum. And you all know that aluminum is toxic to the brain. So making bread with hot water from the tap is a risky thing to do. Making bread with cold water that you heat in a pan is much, much, much less risky, because if you flushed out the faucet by letting the tap run cold water for, I don't know, 3 seconds, you flushed out any residual hot water that might be in there, and you don't have the aluminum from the anode that's being sacrificed in the hot water heater. Now, the best anodes are made out of magnesium, and you can buy them. So if you have a hot water heater, you can buy a magnesium anode. It's a rod that looks like a curtain rod. It's about 5/8 of an inch in diameter. It's about 4 feet long, and it has a threaded fitting on the top. You unscrew the, first you shut off the water pressure, and then you unscrew, drain some of the water out of the hot water heater, disconnect the electricity if it's electric, shut off the gas if it's gas, and unscrew this anode. Now, it may be impossible to do. Depending on how long it's been in there, it might be corroded in place and you may never get it out. And that's possible. It probably would take a breaker bar, 25 inches long or so. It'll take maybe two guys to hold down the tank from spinning while one guy handles the breaker bar. And make sure if you do this that you put some heavy, heavy material over the end of the breaker bar. In case it shatters, it won't hit the guys holding the tank in the face. So be very cautious how you do this if you decide to do it. You may not be able to get it out. So you will need the right size socket and a long breaker bar to do it. So, and it's possible that you could ruin the tank if it's an old tank, because the anode is probably corroded in place. But if you have a new hot water heater, you might want to, before you install it, take out the anode and put in a magnesium one. Even better than that would be to buy a stainless steel hot water heater. That's what I bought. So our hot water heater is made by a company that's labeled Westinghouse. I'm pretty sure the label has been licensed. So it's another company that makes a hot water heater, and they put the Westinghouse logo on it. And it's a really nice, really fabulous hot water heater. It was almost $1,000 when I bought it. It's probably gone up since then. It might be $1,200 now. I special ordered it from Menards. And I bought it when they had the 11% rebate. So it was a little less than $1,000. It's fabulous. And the reason that I bought a stainless steel one is it does not need an anode. It does not have an anode. So it's purely a stainless steel tank. And it's an electric hot water heater, but we don't use electricity to heat our hot water. I built a side heat exchanger, also called a side arm. And it takes hot water from our wood stove, and it exchanges the hot water from our outdoor wood stove. And it runs it through this heat exchanger, and it through natural heat properties, it exchanges the heat into the hot water heater, and we have all the hot water we could possibly want, and we don't use any electricity for it at the hot water heater. So the whole point of this is, if you're going to make bread, don't use hot water from your tap unless you have a stainless steel hot water heater without an anode, because the aluminum is toxic to the body. So that's one little thing I wanted to teach today. Second thing, I was working. It's interesting. I got an email from one of our students and asked me to mention this. And I had the same problem as the student wanted me to discuss. Years ago, back in the 1970s, I had an English sports car. It was a Lotus, L-O-T-U-S. If you want to look up the exact model, it's Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A. To be even more specific, Lotus Europa Special Twin Cam. And this little fiberglass car had English running gear. It was a combination of many cars. It had a Ford Cortina block with a Lotus head on it, double overhead cam, Hemi, four-cylinder. It had Triumph Spitfire front end. It had a Renault transmission / axle, transaxle. It was an eclectic car. And it had girling brakes. And that's what we're going to talk about, brakes and bleeding brakes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. I have some of the controls. Jason has most of the controls, but I do have some of the controls here at the farm studio. So I was telling you about my old 1974 Lotus Europa twin cam. And if you want to look one up to see what I'm talking about, you can just look at images on the internet and do a search of Lotus Europa, E-U-R-O-P-A. And special. They modified it a little bit. And it was an eclectic car and it had Girling brakes. If you want to see what color it was a, mine was red with gold factory pinstripes. It was an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous piece of art. Kind of had the look of a little bit of a Jaguar. The taillights were from a Jag. The headlights were round. It was a one of a kind of a car. You didn't see copies of that anywhere. And no one stole the styling from, Colin Anthony Bruce Chapman's Lotus car company, except for Mazda with the Miata. They stole that from, I believe, Lotus. But in 1974, the owner's manual said you should bleed the brakes, exchange the brake fluid once every 1 or 2 years. And this is a question that I received from one of our students. And I'll read that email in a little bit. But why is that? Why, if the brake system is sealed, why do you have to exchange the brake fluid? Well, if you look under the hood, and why would Lotus recommend this? If you look under the hood, the master cylinder is like a big squirt gun with a big reservoir for the squirt gun. It holds probably 8+ ounces of brake fluid. And when you step on the brake, a plunger pushes brake fluid from the brake reservoir in the master cylinder through a very thin piece of steel line, a brake line, to the wheel cylinders. And the wheel cylinders take the pressure and expand outward. So really what happens is it's like two hypodermic needles connected with a piece of tubing. So you've got one filled up and you're squeezing the plunger on the one in your hand, and the one that's connected at the other end of the tubing gets filled up from the one that you're squeezing. And then if you go to the one that just got filled up and you push the plunger back in, it would refill the one that just got depleted when you squeeze the first one. Okay? So it's this push and pull kind of movement of the fluid, which is the brake fluid. But when you depress the brake, the fluid that was in the, some of the fluid that was in the brake master cylinder reservoir gets replaced with air. And then when you let off the brake, that fluid returns into that canister, and the air gets pushed out. So the air gets pulled in, pushed out. So air mixes with the brake fluid at a small level. And brake fluid attracts moisture. So what happens is over time, with every application of the brake, moisture enters the system, just microscopic amounts. But the moisture gets mixed with the brake fluid and will rust the metal parts, the cast iron parts of the braking system. And those parts are the master cylinder and the wheel cylinders. And if you have disc brakes, the brake caliper cylinders. So the way to fix this or prevent corrosion is to exchange that fluid. Now, some people will tell you what you can do is take like a turkey baster that's very clean and withdraw the fluid from the master cylinder reservoir. But you don't want to withdraw it all because then you'll have air bubbles in the line. Now, you can do that, and then you discard in a safe way, or you recycle the brake fluid to an auto parts store. But if you get a drop on your paint, brake fluid will eat the paint. So you need to be really careful and protect the finish, because it's really easy to drop brake fluid on the fender, the quarter panel of your car. So be really careful when you do that. So the idea is you want to replace the brake fluid. And the way to do it is to withdraw most of the brake fluid from the master cylinder under the hood and replace it with new, fresh brake fluid. And we'll talk about what kind of brake fluid will come back. And then what you do is you push that new brake fluid through the brake lines, which means that you're going to have to bleed the brakes. And it's important where you start, because there's four corners of the car. So you want to start with the farthest away from the master cylinder. The farthest away. That's the right rear. Then the left rear. Then the right front. And then the left front. So that's the order. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.